I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Will you be proud of this? When Marcus Aurelius looked back at the emperors who came before him, Caligula, Tiberius, Nero, Julius Caesar, even Hadrian, who had adopted him, he wasn't particularly impressed. Some were deranged, others were lazy. Hadrian had a terrible temper. As a rule, his predecessors had wanted eternal fame and shrines and statues. But, as Marcus points out, even if they could somehow know a shrine was put up, would it please them? Marcus had no interest in posthumous fame. He was a private man. It's a historical irony that today he is famous for a work of art he desperately wanted no one to see. What he really cared about was what he did in the moment, who he was as a person, how he responded to crisis and difficulty. Just that you do the right thing, he told himself. The rest doesn't matter. That would be his legacy. That would be his source of pride, not the buildings he erected or the conquests he made. Queen Elizabeth recently gave a rare public speech with essentially that same message. One of Britain's last living links to World War II, the Queen compared it to the way that today she can look back with admiration for those who acted bravely. I hope in the years to come, she said, everyone will be able to take pride in how they responded to this challenge. And those who come after us will say that the Britons of this generation were as strong as any, that the attributes of self-discipline and quiet, good-humored resolve and fellow feeling still characterize this country. Right now, you are living through history, an event your kids and their kids will be asking about. Will you be able to take pride in how you respond to this challenge? Can you make this part of your quiet, noble legacy? Or are you simply waiting this out so you can go back to earning money or chasing fame? Will you be proud of who you were today? That's the question. That's a way to measure and make an impressive life. If you like the podcast that we do here and you want to get it via email every morning, you can sign up at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they
talk to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery The Destination for Business Podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.